But when you see a score like that, do you say, hey, that's Mike, or do you say, hey, maybe this course is somewhat gettable today?
Yeah, I guess you kind of say that's Mike. I mean, Mike's best player on the field, so he's gonna do some special things when the course is set up to be scoreable. I think the wind conditions for us were probably a little bit more difficult in the afternoon, but he definitely took advantage, and 63 is a pretty special number to shoot out here. I mean, there's not a lot of holes you can kind of take a nap on out here. A lot of good holes.
Tell us about the difference between the front and the back nine. It looks like there's more yardage, maybe a little more difficulty on the front nine. Even Travis John spoke to saying the pro staff here and the membership here think that maybe holes 4 through 9 on the front could be the toughest stretch of holes on the property totally. And then on the back nine, there's a little less yardage, but you need some more creativity around the greens.
Yeah, I mean, for my round, I didn't really hit great quality shots coming down the stretch in the last 4 or 5 holes on the front side. But then once I made the turn, got it going on 12, hit a really good shot into 12, made a good putt, had a really good shot into, got fortunate on 13, hit the tree on the left, kicked down, and almost holed the second shot. So I made birdie there. And then literally I was just piling on looks and looks and looks and looks inside of 10 feet all the way through the back nine. And so a few of them went in, a few of them didn't, but I was just giving myself consistently really good looks from about 10 to 12 feet. So that's how the back nine went. And then kind of the sour note, I hit it in the wrong spot on 18, just hit it kind of pin high, but just on the wrong side of the ridge, and just hit my first putt a little bit too hard, ran it past about 10 feet, and didn't make it coming back. But all in all, I was really, really proud of the way I played. I played better today, I thought, than yesterday. Yesterday felt like an easier round of golf, but I played better today. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but I think the conditions lent to this being a better round than yesterday's round.
Well, the wind came up for you about when? 4 or 5 times?
The tough thing about the wind was it switched. So the first 5 holes we played, the wind was completely opposite from basically the rest of the round. So when we teed off the first hole, for instance, it was going straight downwind. I had 5 iron into the first hole, into the par 5. And then coming back, for instance, on 18, I mean, it's a good club and a half coming back this way. Then started blowing across the golf course towards the from east to west, so then that made some of those shots where the OB's left a little bit more complicated, and just getting to some of those pins a little more complicated. So you had to hit like quality golf shots, really solid out there today to score, especially in the afternoon.
Andy, what would it be like for you to be in a final group with Mike Small and your partner at Misswood, Frank O'Neill, both who have won this event, won it on this golf course, even though they both won before the renovation?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty special final group, because I think that would be the same final group without me as, 2012 when Frank won. So Frank's got good vibes out here. Obviously Mike does too. And, I played well out here a long time ago in the CDJAM, same course. And I really enjoy this place. And we all kind of, I don't know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I mean, anything happens, a shot. And on these greens, with the undulations and some of the bounces and stuff that you get coming into some of the greens, I mean, kind of anything can happen. So looking forward to it.
So, well, that CDGAM, do you remember a year of that?
It was 2011.
Okay.
And you played...
Oh, and you made it to the final.
Yeah, lost Cal English, 37 holes.
Oh, thank you.
And then, but the final was played on course 3,
course 3, yep.
I believe Lenny Zeman and I came out and followed you two guys around.
Yep. So, I've always enjoyed being out here at Medina. It's just kind of good vibes, and when you have good vibes, you usually play well at a place. So...
Terrific.
Thanks, guys.
Andy,
will you sleep well now tonight, knowing that you get to look forward to?
Yeah, I think the hardest night's sleep is last night. You know, after you shoot a good number and you shoot a good round, I think it's harder to kind of duplicate that. It was nice to get comfortable in the round real quick by hitting drive real solid down the middle, had 5 iron, and then hit to about 15 feet on 1. and just made a real easy birdie. So that was like a really easy way to get started the day, which was nice. But yeah, that's definitely a little bit anxious probably driving the golf course today, and then also kind of having to sleep on it, and you play a little bit later. It's not the easiest thing.
Andy, is there a stretch of holes on this course where you feel like you have to score if you're going to be competitive and keep up with the guys that are around you at the top of the leaderboard?
I think the whole back nine. I, honestly, if you hit good drives, if you place your drives in the proper spots, every hole in the back nine, I mean, from where the tees were today, I mean, I would expect 16 to get bumped back tomorrow, which will make that hole a beast. But I would expect, you know, that hole back nine, there are birdie opportunities, but there are definitely times where it can come up and bite you. That's why I kind of like the front better than the back, but I seem to score better on the back. So who knows? Golf's a funny game.
Yes, it is. Well, great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Frank Hohenedle. Well, Frank, tell us about round two. Yesterday, I know you probably didn't exactly have the finish that you wanted, but it left you right behind the leaders. And I'm sure you went out there today not only trying to catch the guys you were chasing from yesterday, but also trying to catch up on Coach Mike Small, who really went low this morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, like you said, I finished yesterday on a really bad taste. Made bogey on number nine, my finishing hole. Really bad three putt. Started with a bad wedge shot from the fairway, but wanted to come out today and start, you know, playing a little more aggressive and firing wedges at flags and being more aggressive with the putts. I left a lot of putts short and low yesterday. It could have been really deep yesterday, but just my game plan today was just be aggressive.
Looks like it worked.
Yeah.
How did it play in the afternoon? I know a little hotter out there in the afternoon these 2 days, and probably a little windier both of the afternoon rounds.
Yeah, it blew. It was probably more windy today in the afternoon than yesterday, so I'd say it played a little tougher in the afternoon today. But it firmed up, which I like. I like firm. I launched it pretty high with spin, so not ripping back wedge shots or just stopping and checking. So. Yeah, I love the conditions. Just a light breeze and nothing too crazy, though.
How different is this golf course since the course you played when you won here, which, believe it or not, already seems to be 9 years
ago?
Yeah,
9 years, 2011. It's so much different. Yeah, I like the changes, though. I mean, I think it fits my game better now. There's less trees, different, like, compartments to the greens. You got to really be precise with the approach shots, so it's... Before it was just really, really wooded and flatter, smaller greens. So I think can't really believe that I won it in that setup compared to now.
Well, you played the year they didn't have any fairway grass too.
So that's true. Yeah, they kind of let it go, knowing they were redoing it the next. I think they closed it right after the event. Right. So, I think we had the ball in our hand in the fairway that week.
But I had forgotten that was before the renovation, so I said to Mike that you had the course record on the redo, but that's not the case. I don't know who had that done.
Well, the renovation started at 5 a.m. the day after the Ryder Cup in 2012. Tom Drope loves to talk about being in the trailer at 4 a.m. the next day, and guys started walking in, and they started doing things that day.
Nice.
Tell us about the difference between the two nines. You know, it seems like the front nine's a little longer, the back nine's a little shorter, but you have to be a little maybe more creative with your short game around the greens on the backside.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on paper, I think the front nine should fit my game better with the two par fives, but I don't know. Nine I always have trouble with. I never really put the tee shot where I should and end up having a layup. Today, I was able to get there in two. So I hit driver, and then I had 250 to the flag, and the tee box is back. Brad had it up yesterday. It was definitely more reachable yesterday. It's probably up 50 yards in, like, you know, a more forward box. But today it was back, and the wind was kind of down from the left, and hit a good drive and a two iron in there. But no, I mean, the back nines, I love the back nine. I always play well on the back for some reason. It's, you can kind of do whatever you want off the tee. You can hit a bunch of drivers, you can hit a bunch of driving irons and just hit it 250 out there. But I think the back's a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you make a little strategical approach to your game and how you sort of approach these majors in the last year or so, it seems like after you got around some of the guys at Mistwood, you started talking about things, and maybe pulling the driver out a little bit more would be one of them.
Yeah, for sure. I think that kind of really kicked in last year. It took effect at the Glen Club when I finished third there. I was so afraid of that first tee shot at the Glen Club. I'd hit like 2 iron off of it because it was just trouble down both sides, and I'd play like a 3-shot hole, and it's just not taking advantage of my distance. So, when I won here in 2011, it was 3-wood all day. I think I hit 2 drivers. I hit driver on 1 and 9. That was it. It was just 3-woods, putting it in play, which you kind of had to do with the old layout. You had to get inside the tree line. But, now you can hit driver kind of wherever you want out there.
When you won the section 9 years ago, what were you thinking about where your game could go in section events and in section majors? Did you think you'd be looking for major number 2 here 9 years later?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was just grateful that everything came together for me that week. And I don't know. I definitely played more. I mean, when 2011 and before, I'd play like 3 events a year. I wouldn't play. I think I just got my membership that year or the year before, so I couldn't play in the majors yet anyways. But even the stroke plays, I'd only play in like maybe 2 or 3 of them. I'd play in the assistant stuff. I just didn't have the confidence to play in all the events. But now, yeah, after that, you know, I played pretty aggressively, and I played in, I think, 5 national club pros I've qualified for. So that was definitely a turning point in my game and my career.
So you, Andy, and Mike tomorrow at 9, 9, and 10, and then right now, Billiter's at 5, Travis is at 4, and Biancolana's got 3 holes to play at 3.
Okay.
So you've got a separation there. So
yeah.
Does he just be a 3-man shootout?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's usually I'm like always right around that cut line for the national club pro, and I'm playing to that number, and now I can actually go out and play towards winning the event, which is just a whole different feel than I'm used to. Usually I'm, you know, 5 or 10 back and just hanging out for dear life to qualify for the trip. So it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Frank, since you've gone to Mistwood, it seems like the guys there, and I should also include the gal, because obviously Nicole has played in some big tournaments too since Nicole Jure joined Mistwood, but it always seems like the guys there on the pro staff, not only like playing in the tournaments, they've played well in the tournaments. I know Jim McWethy always took pride in the guys, that they didn't just go and show up and play to support the game. They went there and they played well. How much do you feel, you know, taking some pride, say, hey, I want to, you know, go play good for myself, but I like going and competing with the other guys that I work with here at Mistwood, and to try to play well as a team of staff pros from the club?
Yeah, it's been awesome for my game just moving there the last this is my 4th year at Mistwood now, but we don't get to play a lot together because we're just, you know, different schedules. We all have different coverage. We have to be at work, obviously, but just talking to Andy, like, mental side, just, you know, he'll go show me how to hit a chip shot that he's really good at that I'm not good at. I'll pick his brain with you know, course management or just little short chips and putts, which he's awesome at. So just stuff like that. Like, everybody thinks we play, like, everybody asks us, oh, you guys must have some great money games out there, but I think tomorrow's probably going to be the second time I played with Andy all year. So it's a good opportunity to do it tomorrow.
Has it been tough to play this year? I mean, once golf got rolling this year, it seems like courses have been really crowded and really busy.
Yeah.
We're just looking at a story that came out today that said July of last month set the all-time record for golf club sales, new equipment sales in the history of the game, since they've been keeping track of these things.
Yeah, I mean, right when we opened, I think it was the first week in May, like, it was the twosomes every 20-minute thing, and, I mean, we didn't even have a chance to get out there. I think, like, I played once or twice and just, like, went off the back nine, like, at the end of the night just to get a few swings in. But, yeah, we didn't play any golf for a good month or two there, and then when the season started, it's like, okay, I got to kind of get it going here, try to get out. But we'll play, we do a member, like, we call it our Albatross, where we play every Friday. We try to get a pro in each group. So it'll be like, you know, 7 or 8 groups. And with you know, all of our pros, we try to get one pro in each group, so I'm guaranteed to play every Friday. And then, you know, just the money event. So, you know, getting my two rounds in a week basically is all I've been doing to stay sharp. But, yeah.
So it always amazes me about all you guys who are doing that and then you come out here and shoot 67.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with this place. It's just, I know the Ryder Cup and the big events weren't on course one, but just something about these grounds that, I don't know, it's just, it's got that special feel, and you just, I just feel like I have to play well.
When you play section events, whether it's Medina or, shall we say, some of the other prominent courses around the Chicago area, I mean, does it fire you up? Do you take a little more pride? And, you know, if you're going to a Cog Hill or an Olympia Fields or a Medina or places like that that have hosted the big events?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just telling people, friends and family that, you know, I have a tournament at Medina or Olympia Fields, it's like, makes you appreciate it more how excited they get. It's like, I mean, it's definitely a privilege to be able to play here. I mean, just anybody, let alone a club pro. So we, and I think that's definitely part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Big stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big show tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
You'll sleep well?
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, you didn't play in the final group with Mike.
No, I didn't.
11. So
no,
what will it be like if it's you and Andy and him? What do you think that'll be like, the three of you guys in the last group?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, it was probably for the best that I didn't play with Mike, because I probably would have been a lot more intimidated. I had a pretty comfortable pairing. I think I was playing with Kevin Healy and Matt Slowinski, and then Mike was in the group ahead of me. But, I mean, after that, I got paired with him quite a bit. So I played with him a few times now. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun day.